PMI update relative to the economy and an alert that we're probably in a secondary recession. A few minutes ago, we got PMI information here, data showing various PMI indicators for the U.S. at 47 to 44. That's no longer contraction territory, that's recession territory. However, I say it's not a primary recession because that should only coincide with the once-a-decade sell signal, which won't occur to near the end of this decade. We've already seen one of those back in 2020, okay? So this should be a secondary recession. Secondary recessions are so mild that most of the time they slip under the radar screen and are not called a recession. This one might be perhaps the only time it's actually occurred that we may see someone label it officially as a recession. Now, the way I look at it, we've already seen some evidence of this as of the first half of the year when GDP went negative and triggered a definition of a recession. Then they rebounded sharply and we correctly forecast that it would rebound during the third quarter. We may now see it slip back some, and we may see the PMIs and the GDP that have not correlated as well as over the past 50 to more years is now going to be on the same page with one another. Now, what we'd like to think is the PMIs are bottoming by the first quarter next year, the latest. We'll discuss more of this next week, especially over in the weekly update. But I'm kind of viewing this as quite possibly already dialed in by the stock market. I'm not saying it's going to go lower. This was a bit bruising, concerning information here that started to prove the technical sellers near the 200-day average as being correct, prove the people selling off Fed Chairman Powell's talk this week as being correct. But I'm not, you know, there was a lot of people already looking to someday see the evidence of recession. This secondary recession this time around is going to be one of the weirdest ones too, because we still have very strong jobs and we still have strong economy, okay? So Edward Yardini just recently said he thinks, yes, the Fed Reserve is going to overdo it, stay too long, just as they overdid it and created the inflation, or part of the inflation. But he sees the economy as resilient enough to not run into a real problem and may not be any kind of recession at all. And I think he's still bullish for next year, okay? For the stock market, that is. I also saw someone saying that the stock market tops ahead of a recession, bottoms 3 to 7 months after recession. By my calculation, if I use the GDP as the better indicator than PMIs, or I should say the more popular indicator, and I think it's this research that someone did is based on that, then it looks like to me the economy or stock market bottomed September to January, maybe February, okay? And for the moment, it looks like it bottomed in October, bottomed in that range. So I think the market needs to back off, stall out, consolidate, base build, and after February is moving higher in the more defined bull market. We're not going to give up on the bull market next year. I don't see the stock market taking out the October low, but today's information is going to encourage some of those bears that have been saying it will. Okay, so keep that in mind. Manage your investments the way you can, best you can. All right, now another thing I want to point out is we already knew the market was so weak yesterday, it probably was going in to fill the gap on November 10th, the inflation report gap. It's done that. It's in it. It's well into it. Now the market's just sitting there pondering, and some of that recent weakness was probably off this PMI news. I think the demand is terrible, but I'm not convinced the supply side is able to sell that much or wants to sell all that much. But I think it's still a bearish scenario, but not an outright bearish scenario. Although the market can bottom today for level 4, the model has added the PMI information and saying the market may have to go lower Sunday night to even Monday morning. But the model's not giving up on the chance of a level 4 bounce on Monday. And the point is, any level 4 bottom today to the end of next week is time for a level 3 bottom. That's also time for our second opportunity for a level 2 bottom. and we now have enough price response and fear and discouragement, and then the actual news cycle of the Federal Reserve comments and now this PMIs, that it's making this move as important as what a level two move would be. I think it's dialing this in quickly. It's going to bottom, and we're still going to get an up move going into January, but it's now not going to go as high as we'd like. It's going to be a struggle. And I wonder, are we stuck in a range of a floor price 3,800 down to 3,700 and a cap price of 4,100 to 4,200 all the way through February now? And then we have to be thinking in terms of next year as being the better time, you know, second quarter and second half of next year, the better time for the bull market. Also, these PMI flash data sometimes don't really match that well with the official data. It's coming out the first week of January, and I may not be able to update you on that. But I think this time around is close enough. So my alert is we are in a secondary recession, but it's not the primary recession. It's not the cyclical recession I look for. That's a long ways out. We've pulled out of it. This is similar to 2012, from like 2009 to 2012. People are now more negative and bearish than they were in 2020. They're more pessimistic of the future. They did the same thing in 2009-2012. The PMIs are below 50, just like in 2012. The only difference is it now looks like they're in recession territory, not the contraction like in 2012. Nevertheless, in 2012, it turned out to be a buy the dip moment. I think we're very close of dialing in all this bearish stuff. And basically, I think the bearish stuff starts going away after the first quarter, hopefully sooner. And I think that we're going to see this market find that it's probably already found its lower price. But for those of you who are more worried than I, you got some negative information today that's encouraging these bears that we are going into recession and the Fed is overdoing it. Good news is that may stop the Fed from raising rates early next year, and then we get the bullish news. Now, how low will it go? It may go down to 38.18 for the S&P 500 to fully fill what I see visually on a chart for a gap. But I think it's already met a lot of the downside, and if it was not for the PMI data a few minutes ago, I think most of the bears would be saying we want to sell it into the gap, but we don't want to try to sell it down below the gap because we never know. Maybe there's some bargain hunters there going to give us some problems. And so they hold off and actually can help create a bottoming within a gap without driving it all the way down to fill the gap. I don't know, but putting the PMI data on, I'm concerned the market's going lower on a Monday. And it's probably going down more than this 50 points that we have here at this moment. And let me just double check my quotes, see if anything has changed. I have it down 52, very quiet. It's been very quiet for some time. They are reflecting, have they done enough to fill the gap? Have they dialed in the bad news this week? Or is there more to come? Although the model is saying a level four bottom can come in any minute, it's unfortunately added more time to go down. I think I'm going to stay with the fact that nobody really wants to buy this today. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results, and we'll discuss more of this economy stuff, at least in the weekly update next week, if not throughout the week on the morning updates. Thank you.